Mark Dubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial or your internet to join us for a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the precious truths of the Word of God. You can find us on the internet at bbfibobgriggs.com. bbfibobgriggs.com. And we have a number of broadcasts listed there, so that if you would like to hear more of our broadcast, you can tune in there and hear more broadcasts that are listed. They're divided up there into different categories. Now, it's today our privilege to consider and think about who we are. Remember, we've been talking about that question, who am I? Where am I going? Why am I here? Questions that are very simple, and yet many people are trying to find a reason and find an answer. We find that in 1 Samuel chapter 15, this matter of rejection is something that has impacted the whole world. We talked about Adam and Eve and how they rejected God and were ejected from the Garden of Eden. And here in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, we see that Samuel rejected God's word. He did not do what God told him to do. That is, Saul rejected the word of God. And Samuel came to Saul and told him that God had rejected him as being king. Notice 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. This matter of rejection has had an impact upon the whole world. Remember, we discussed last time there are two types of rejection. There's overt rejection, which is obvious or known rejection. Here we see that Saul deliberately disobeyed God. He rejected the word of God, and he went ahead and did what God had told him not to do, and which he did not have a right to do. And thus we see that God rejected him from being king over the nation of Israel, because he was a king that would not obey Almighty God. And so there's overt, obvious rejection, and then there's covert, which is subtle or hidden rejection. We were talking last time about a pet fox, a baby fox that was found out in the woods, and you felt sorry for it, you took it home, and you raised that little fox like a pet. You gave it milk until it was old enough to be able to eat hard type foods. You put it out in the backyard. You gave it water and food every day. The day came when it was grown and you said, you know, little fox, you need to be out with the other animals that are running wild. So you take the little fox out. You set it down on the ground. You turn around. You get back in the car. You drive away. Well, little fox sits there looking at the car, wondering what's going on, and it begins to get hungry, and so it looks around for its food bowl. It looks around for water. It doesn't know that there's a spring over the hill a half mile where it can get some water. And as a rabbit runs by, it doesn't know that that's food for it to eat, because it hasn't been taught how to be a fox. It's been overly protected. And many times, parents overly protect their children. so that their children do not know how to conduct themselves and how to live out in the world, because everything's been done for them, and so they're handicapped emotionally. They're emotionally handicapped, and not knowing how to cope with life, not knowing how to deal with the problems of life, and so many times they make mistakes and do things that damage them for the rest of their lives. Also, the premature death of a parent can be rejection in the eyes of a child. The child can somehow feel like they're to blame for their parent dying, that somehow if they had been a better boy or a better girl, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Maybe they did something to deserve their parents being taken away from them. Also, a wrong sex. If parents wanted a boy and they got a girl, that can come across to that child, and they can feel that they're not measuring up to what the parent wanted them to be. I remember a lady one time that they wanted a boy and they got a girl instead, and she was the only child, and so the dad raised her like a boy. I mean, he had her up on the roof, putting roofing on the roof, and he treated her like a boy. She was rough and tough because they wanted a girl, or they wanted a boy, but she was a girl, and she didn't measure up, and so she was always trying to measure up to their expectations. Rejection is what we're talking about. All of us have been affected by rejection in one form or another. A change of life baby, a baby that's born in midlife. The parents have all the other children grown and gone, and now along comes a little one, and it's hard for them to accept this little one. And why did this child have to be born at this particular time? We're having to start a second family and start all over again. And it would have been so much better if this child had not been born at this particular time. And we had our life all planned out, and now this child upsets everything. So a child is sensitive. A child can sense when it's not wanted, and when it does not meet the expectations of the parent, and it can have a tremendous impact upon that child. A broken home. A child that grows up in a broken home feels like somehow I'm to blame for dad or for mom leaving. I did something wrong. If I had been a better child, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Maybe this wouldn't have occurred. Some way or other, I failed, and it's my fault that mom or dad left and that our home's broken, and I feel like I'm in the way and that I'm not needed. And so it can have a real impact upon the life of a child, and they can feel like that I didn't measure up some way. And if a child grows under that circumstance. I remember my own sweetheart wife. She grew up in a broken home, and her dad left home when she was about 6 months old, I believe it was. And so one day her mother told her to go to the father because she wanted to get in the school band and she needed a flute. And so the mother sent her to her dad and said, "Now you go see him and tell him that you need a flute." She went to see her dad, and her dad said, "Listen, girl, I didn't want you when you were born, and you came along, and I didn't want you then." And he said, "I don't want you now. Get out of my life and leave us alone. Leave me alone. I do not want to have anything to do with you." And this had a real mark, left a real mark upon her life, and upon her being able to deal with opposite sex, with men of the opposite sex, because she felt unaccepted and she felt unloved. And so a broken home can have a real impact of rejection, that somehow or other there's something wrong with that child. And then suicide can affect a child if a parent one of the parents commits suicide, and that child is left. Oh, if I had been better, if I had helped my dad or helped my mom more, maybe this wouldn't have occurred. And somehow they feel guilty and feel like that it's their fault for being rejected and losing that one that they loved. Death in childbirth can really make a mark upon a child's life. If I hadn't been born, my mother wouldn't have died. It's my fault that mother died. And if I hadn't been born, then she wouldn't have died. And it's my fault. And they carry that guilt with them. They feel like somehow they were rejected and they didn't measure up. And it was their fault for the death of their parent. And then bad comparison with siblings. Why can't you measure up? What's wrong with you? Your brother makes really good grades in school. How come you can't measure up? And how come you can't do as well as they're doing? Or why are you ugly? You're the ugly duckling of the family. Your sister is beautiful. Why are you such an ugly kid? And why do you look the way you do? Remarks like that, you're stupid. You're dumb. These kind of remarks comparing one child with another child has a terrible impact upon a child's life and makes them feel unloved and makes them feel unneeded and that I just don't measure up. It's rejection. And then handicaps. Many times children that have handicaps feel rejected. They feel like God has played a dirty trick on them. Why did I have to have this handicap? And they feel left out, and other kids may make fun of them, or laugh at them, or ridicule them. And so they feel left out, and it has a mark on them. They feel rejected. And then there's conditional-based love. Conditional-based love. If you do this and measure up, then I'll accept you. But if you don't do that, then I'll not love you. And this can have a real impact upon the life of a young, innocent child. And so we see there's many different forms that rejection can come into the life of a child, and many different ways that it can come upon them, and the parent not even be aware of it or not even realize it. And perhaps some of you today listening have experienced these very things in your life, and it has impacted your life. We're going to continue this study on rejection because it's had an impact on the whole human race. And so we'll look at it more next time. Till then, goodbye.